The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Yud Ches Amud Beis, quotes the pasuk in Zechariah, Som Revi, Som Chamishi, Som Shvi, Som Asiri, Yabem, Wasasam, Wasimcha, the four fast days. Yud Zayin Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, Som Gedalia, and Asar B'Tavis will be Wasasam and Wasimcha. So these are the four fast days that remember the Churban Habayis. So the Gemara says it's an apparent contradiction. One hand it says Som, implying it's a sad day. On the other hand, Sasa V'Simcha implies a nice day. So the Gemara says it depends, three different levels. When the Beis HaMikdash is up, so then it's Sasa V'Simcha. When there's no Beis HaMikdash and we're under religious persecution, so we have a Chiyuv to fast. And what about when there's no Beis HaMikdash but no religious persecution? Kind of like North America. So the Gemara says, Ratzu Misanin, Ratzu Einu Misanin. So Medina Gemara, they're optional fast days. When the Beis HaMikdash is up, there are times of Simcha. When there's no Beis HaMikdash and religious persecution, there's a Chiyuv to fast. Maybe certain parts of the world now. If they lived in Iran, Iraq, Syria, maybe those places have a Chiyuv to fast. And perhaps it's a further Ramban in Torah's Adah, maybe then if you have a chiyuv to fast, then maybe it has the same din of Tisha B'Av, perhaps 24 hours, the five inuyim, that's a further discussion. But since we only fast out Tzminik for the three other fast days, so we're not makbid the night before, and also the different inuyim, although some posts can bring down, there's a minig for Bali Nefesh, that if, I think the Maggid of Rome quotes from the Zohar, that or other poskim, that as long as you're not mixing ki yahura, and a person wants to take on things, he can, but not if it's at the expense of a mitzvah. In other words, if the night before, if it's leil tefillah, so then the wife goes to the mikvah. But if you want to if you want to take on different chumras, it doesn't make sense to take on a chumra and at the expense of a mitzvah. But when, in cases, so they talk about Bali never maker again, there's nothing to discuss. It starts during the day and not at night, and they don't have the five inuyim. So we have something similar by Ma'arav as well to the Arab as Rishas. So even though at one point Arbitz was a Rishus, even though the four fast days, Medina Gemara is a Rishus, nevertheless, Kfar Shavula Kachova, Klai Yisrael is accepted upon themselves as a Chova, as mandatory. So, what does that mean exactly? What do you mean? The Minig, we've accepted upon as a Minig of Klai Yisrael. So it seems to be a Machokas, the Rambam, versus the Bali Tosas, which comes out to be a Machlokas, the Rama and the Machaber. So the Rambam seems to learn that Minig isn't binding. There is no din, there's no Kiyam HaMitzvah. The other thing is following a Minig. A Minig doesn't bind you to do something. But if it's a Minig Klai Yisrael and you violate the Minig, you're considered Porish Minat Tzibur. You're doing an Aveira. You have to be careful not to break the minig, but there's no positive mitzvah following it. For instance, opposed to the Bali Tosa and the Ramah, the minig is binding mitam neder, and therefore we even make a bracha on it. That's why Ashkenaz make a bracha on Chatzi Hallel, which is a minig, because we say minig is binding mitam neder. The Rambam and the Machaber say no. So, in other words, like the Gemara says, if you get someone, whatever, if he gets to eat breakfast and he's not hungry at lunch and he goes through a whole day and doesn't fast, there's no kiyam atainis. If there's no chiyav to fast, there is no kiyam. So Yom Kippur is a biblical chiyav. On Tisha B'Av, there's a rabbinical chiyav. Rabbinical chiyav. And when the Mizman Beis HaMikdash destroyed and religious persecution, so it's a chiyav midivrei Kabbalah. So what about Bizman HaZeh, so these three fast days? So the way the Ramah, the way the Bali Tosfos learned the Gemara is, the Minig is the minig is binding us. Midrabanan, we have to follow the minig. And that's the minig is mechayev as to fast. Like the Bali Tosfos, and the Mechabit can say, there's no such thing as a minig mechayev you to fast. All you could say is, the minig, it's usher not to fast, because then you'll be porish mindarchei atzibor. But there is no kiyam hatainis, so the Mechabit, hence the Mechabit writes, the Shabbos before the tainis, the rabbi, the chazan and shua makes a misha beirach, and you say upon yourself, we're going to accept the fast, and you say, amen, we'll accept the fast. That's what they also, I think, the Shabbos is for Bahab. They take on a Kabbalah. So basically, according to the Ramah, the minig is mechayivas. And according to the Rambam, the minig's not binding. We're forced to volunteer. We, as they say, voluntold. But you can't just take it on, you know, therefore we have to be, therefore we're makabal the tainis, bitam neder, so we accept it, but without being makabal tainis, there wouldn't be any kiyam tainis, like they discussed the fasting of a chasen makala. So the question is, what about being makabal the tainis before? So apparently, no one does it, so it must be since the minig is well, so therefore, it's like the other fast days we've taken upon ourselves, so there's no need to have a Kabbalah. So that's the Machokes, the Machaber Ramah, Rama Maritosis, whether the minig is Mechayivas, so Midrabanan, you know, minig mitam neder, so it's Mechayivas to fast, or no? Minig can't be Mechayivas to fast, as we have. Well, we don't know how to break the minig, but we have to be in order to get a kiyam atainis, we have to makabel the tainis. Hence, that's why the Mechaber says to makabel the tainis. My nafkamina, besides whether you have to be makabel tainis or not, according to the Mechaber, to get a kiyam atainis, you have to be makabel it on the Shabbats before Asar B'Tavis or the other fast days. And according to Ramah, you don't have to. Like it's already accept the minig is mechayivas. The minikai so is mechayivas the fast. The other nafkamina between the Mechaber and the Ramah is the Gemara says in Brachas, and Daf Yudalit, I believe, someone who accepts upon themselves to fast, they say, accept the neder tainis, I'm going to fast tomorrow. So the Gemara says, achila v'shtiya kavilei, basically that you accept eating and drinking, but not tasting. In other words, it's on this, that which it does. When a person took on the fast, they only assumed eating and drinking. They weren't thinking. So therefore, let's say on a tiny circle, a person they work in a restaurant or a chef, or they want to taste their own food at home. Are you allowed to taste the food and spit it out? So if you assume, like the Mechaber, he's being Mechaber, you're being Mechabal Tainis, you're making Kabbalah, so therefore it's only a din in tasting. It's only a din in eating and drinking. Tasting's not an issue. Well, Rabbi Nochanano writes, that since we fast, it's like the Ksuva mitanach and Tanach and Nach, so therefore it's not what it doesn't do with my das. Once the minig is mechayev me to fast, so then it's not, doesn't make it what my das is. They define tasting as part of the tainus. So therefore, according to the Mechaber, tim is mutter. And Pashas, according to the Ramah, even Tima is also because it's part of the Minig's Mechayivas, like the other fast days. So therefore, one would say, so what about brushing your teeth, using mouthwash? So one would say, according to the Mechaber, it's Mutter, and according to the Ramah, it's also. However, the Poskim will say that no, even according to the Ramah, it's Mutter, because that's talking about food. But toothpaste for mouthwash, I don't have a din of ochel, which is a whole discussion. It's a whole machokas, among others, Rav Schachter versus Rebelski, Zatzal, that you need hashkacha. You need special kosher for Pesach, mouthwash or toothpaste. Do you have to worry about being kosher or not? So if you assume it's food, so then you have to worry about it. But if you assume it doesn't have a din of ochel, so therefore we're not worried about you tasting and swallowing it because it's not considered ochel. So therefore, those who say, even according to the Ramah, even for Ashkenaz, it'd be permitted to go ahead and brush your teeth and mouthwash, because those aren't considered ochel. And obviously, you bend over, you try not to swallow it anyway.